Hurricane Fiona continues. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Hurricane Fiona is now pounding the Dominican Republic after causing massive damage in Puerto Rico, knocking out power and unleashing floods and landslides. Puerto Rico's governor calling the damage catastrophic. The Queen's funeral will be held Monday. Fox's Chania J. Powers has the details.
Some 2,000 people are expected to attend. The service will include a reading from British Prime Minister Liz Truss and a sermon from the Archbishop of Canterbury. World leaders and other dignitaries will attend, as well as other royal families from across Europe. At the end of the Queen's funeral, 2 minutes of silence will be observed across Britain before her coffin is taken via procession to Windsor. She will be laid to rest at St. George's Chapel in a private burial service.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will be in attendance. A federal appeals court ruling that former President Trump's legal team has a Tuesday deadline to respond to a Justice Department's request to continue reviewing the classified documents taken during the FBI's Mar-a-Lago search. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
The Justice Department's argument has been that appointing a special master to this case will slow their investigation down, which it has. When Judge Eileen Cannon decided Thursday to side with Trump's legal team and appoint a third-party attorney, she also put a halt on the DOJ's reviewing of documents seized from Mar-a-Lago until that review is complete.
President Biden telling CBS's 60 Minutes Sunday that he has not inquired about any specifics regarding the situation because he doesn't want to get involved with the Justice Department's decisions. Republicans are displeased with President Biden's handling of the inflation crisis.
The truth is that Biden's inflation equals a pay cut for Americans all across the country.
Republican Senator Tim Scott on Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy. President Biden praising the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Congress must approve a spending bill in less than 2 weeks to avoid a government shutdown. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
A sticking point to a short-term spending bill is permitting reform to ease red tape for energy projects. The provision was part of negotiations between Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin to strike a deal on the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. Schumer intends to include the permitting reform in a spending bill, though dozens of progressive Democrats have signaled opposition. Any bill to avoid a government shutdown will need bipartisan support in the Senate to overcome a 60-vote filibuster threshold.
A private Orthodox Jewish university in New York announcing the suspension of all of its student club activities following a Supreme Court decision. Fox's Paul Stevens has the report.
New York City's Yeshiva University suspending all club activity in the wake of a U.S. Supreme Court decision ordering the school to recognize, for now, an LGBTQ student group. A university email to students saying last week that the school will take steps to, quote, follow the roadmap provided by the U.S. Supreme Court to protect YU's religious freedom. A 5-4 vote last week lifting a temporary hold on a court order requiring Yeshiva to recognize the group even as a legal fight continues in New York courts. Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh siding with the court's three liberal justices.
an unlikely hero in the San Francisco 49ers game Sunday.
When Trey Lance broke his ankle in the first quarter of Sunday's game against the Seahawks, the Niners turned to their past to be their present. Jimmy Garoppolo came off the bench to throw one touchdown pass and run for another score in San Francisco's 27-7 win over Seattle. After the game, head coach Mike Shanahan announced that Lance will miss the rest of the season. So Garoppolo, who took the Niners to the Super Bowl in 2020, will have his shot at redemption.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.